To See It Mend by Polynomial Pandemic. Read by Daisy Diversions. The fandom is Avatar the Last Airbender, and the relationship is Sokka and Zuko. Reading for general audience, and no archive warnings apply. Look, Zuko had no idea how he'd ended up in this situation, okay? 1 minute arguing with an angry council about next year's taxes, wishing he could be literally anywhere else. The next, sitting in a pond. He let out a huff of exasperation and went to mutter a curse, but only honked? He startled in surprise, feet flailing and, oh no. That was too many feet. He looked down and experienced the most dizzying moment of his life as he saw a shell and webbed feet paddling in the water in front of him. His brain took a momentary time out because no way this was happening to him. What in the world? First, he looked for threats. Turning him into something without the ability to firebend sounded like the perfect ploy for an assassination. No one would connect a dead turtle duck with their missing ruler. However, there didn't seem to be anything out of the ordinary at the pond. Wasting a perfectly good murder opportunity, he thought. Not that he wanted to be murdered, of course. He was planning to die very peacefully of old age. Thank you very much. If he wasn't smothered under mountains of paperwork first. No paperwork if he couldn't hold a pen. He tried to speak again experimentally, and the ensuing honk confirmed that he was, in fact, unable to communicate in this form. Unless he made giant turtle duck tracks in the sand, he supposed idly, paddling around the pond. And really, this was so relaxing. He almost liked it better than being a person. Which wasn't a great sign for his mental health or the continued order of the nation. But what could he do about it? Step down? Not likely, unless one of his advisors suddenly grew a conscience. Zuko tried to sigh, but it came out as more of a peep. He supposed that he was going to have to go back to normal, if that was at all possible. He thought really, really hard about having hands. No luck. He tried firebending. Nothing. Zuko mentally apologized for the last several magical entities he or his country had pissed off, at least the ones he could remember, scouring his brain for any latent transforming abilities hinted in the records of his family, and briefly considered it all being an elaborate practical joke. Or a dream. But if it had been a dream, he was sure it would have been more screaming and fire-throwing and such like. Still nothing. Worry about growing in his small body and the ripples of the pond couldn't lap it away. He swam to the edge of the pond and then discovered that walking on four unfamiliar webbed feet was much more difficult than he had ever expected. Not that he spent his minimal spare time considering the problem that would come with learning to walk as a quadruped. Okay, so walking was out. After too many twisted feathers and near misses, he scooted his way back to the pond. And really, floating was so much easier. Zuko would almost say it was like singing if he had been at all musically inclined in his childhood. His memory of music were all tangled up with emotions, the pulsing spider web that he refused to touch, lest it snap him up and stick to him all over, impeding his movement and never letting him go. He noticed a rush of guards heading out from one hallway and spreading out around the garden, and considered quacking at them, but dismissed the idea. For one thing, it would probably be undignified, and for another, it's not like they'd be able to understand him. It didn't matter much anyways, because the guards were gone by the time he had finished debating potential embarrassment versus possible rescue. The day slipped by just like the guards had, only much more pleasantly. The slow movement of clouds across the sky reflected itself in the pool, and the tree's shade was comforting when it got too sunny for him. Plus, Zuko could always simply take a dive into the water to cool off. In fact, he was almost undisturbed by late evening, when Sokka rushed into the garden in an obvious huff and sat down next to the tree. The rest of the turtle ducks scattered and eyed him angrily. "What? Even you can't stand to be around me? Great." Zuko blinked. Well, he had thought the ducks were just scared by Sokka's sudden arrival, but it wasn't like him to jump so suddenly to self-deprecation, at least not out loud. He swam forward and waddled awkwardly over towards Sokka, webbed feet squishing in the mud, then tried to flick some of the muck off. It ended up on his shell and on Sokka's tunic. "Hey, little guy," he said tiredly, reaching out his hands. "I don't suppose you know where Zuko is, huh?" Zuko stared at him. He nodded. Sokka blinked. "Man, I must be losing it. I totally just thought the turtle deck nodded at me." Zuko buried his face in his feathers in exasperation. Sokka did not become more oblivious as time went on, thank the spirits, but he wasn't as chatty as usual either, even with a small, fluffy, captive audience. There was obviously something wrong if Sokka was passing up the chance to riff off a creature that couldn't get back at him. Zuko was tired, and Sokka's hands were warm. And he may have dozed off for just a bit, but the night breeze brushed itself along his shell and into the hollow over his arm, and he shivered, shaking himself awake. "No, it's okay, buddy," Sokka said. "I've got you. It's getting cold, huh?" And without warning, Sokka lifted tiny turtle duck Zuko right up to his chest and wrapped his arms around him. By the time Zuko could process what was happening and what in the world had become his life, Sokka was already halfway through another rant, this time about the weather in the Fire Nation, and how only Water Tribe people knew real cold or something. Zuko couldn't quite focus on that, because he was a little busy being held entirely in Sokka's arms. It was indescribable. He knew touch. He'd had it often enough. Good and bad. Hugs from his uncle, shoulder pats, and other things he didn't want to think about right now. None of them had been quite like this. Like being so totally held and supported. Warmth from all sides and light pressure all around. grounding him and making him melt into Sokka's arms. Sure, he would be deeply, horribly embarrassed if he was doing this as a human, but he wasn't. So that was totally fine. And honestly, it sounded nice to be held, even just as a human, even without the surrounding warmth and being enveloped. It would feel so good. It had been too long since he had been hugged. Not that he would ever admit that, even under the pain of torture. For the first time all day, Zuko thought, I'd be glad to be here as a person. And then, he was. It turned out that the spontaneous eruption of a turtle duck into a medium-sized Fire Lord would actually cause both him and the boy holding him in his arms to go tumbling into the turtle duck pond head first. Well, Zuko thought, resurfacing and peeling a piece of pond weed from his hair, at least I don't have to lead governmental meetings as an amphibian. Author's notes. I'm not gonna lie, I really struggled with this prompt, Phil. I have 4K words of abandoned drafts of various ideas on a Google Doc. Space Android Zuko, Imprisoned Sokka and Prince Zuko, Falling Asleep on the Cute Football Player's Abs Crack, Lab AUs. I don't know, man. I tried real hard, and the only thing that came out of Sokka's mouth was crack. So I decided to just go with that vibe. Reader's notes, this was recorded for Voice Team 2025. If you enjoyed listening to this fic, please consider going back and leaving kudos and/or comments to the author on AO3. Thanks for listening.